Blog Talk Radio.
We want to welcome all our callers and our listeners out there and joining us tonight. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I think we should talk a little bit about the paranormal. I think that would be a good topic. And you were mentioning about the Matrix. Is there anything you want to share about the Matrix?
Yeah, that's interesting movie, where they explain, pretty much about the Matrix and how it works. The main thing, it's an illusion, that we all need to, wake up and get out of the Matrix. And what are your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I think it's very interesting how the Matrix plays a big part in our lives because of quantum physics. I think the Matrix is part of that illusion that we all live in, and how he was talking about how it controls society and how we've been programmed and how we have to be deprogrammed so that way we can prepare ourselves for our ascension. And that's kind of what I get from the Matrix.
So do you feel a lot of people are starting to awaken, and starting to, step outside of the Matrix?
I think very slowly. I think a lot of people are starting to pay close more attention to what's going on around them with the Matrix, because the Matrix is part of this illusion that we live in society, on how the government has planned this operation for humans for a long time. I think it's all just a big program, and we're all inside the Matrix, and we got to learn how to get out of the Matrix, just like that movie with the grid. We got to get off the grid
the cube.
Yeah, just getting off the grid and getting out of that. I think if we get out of that grid, then we can access the Matrix and alter our reality by our perception.
Now, on that grid, are you talking about similar to the movie called Tron?
Yeah, like Tron.
Yeah, how he had created a grid, and he wanted to make a perfect world. And he wasn't able to. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I think my feeling on that is if he wanted, like he was saying about, he wanted to create a perfect world and he knew that a perfect world didn't exist, then I feel like that's what God tried to do, and he realized that that's something that he couldn't do because there was always something wrong with the grid, and that's why there's no perfection. There's no such thing as perfection, meaning that we can learn to perfect, but there is no such thing as perfection, which means, things will just stay the way they are, but yet things are always transforming at the same time. Things are always changing as we learn and grow.
And that's interesting, because even back in the time of Atlantis, the you know, they were always experimenting with, you know, DNA and trying to perfect. And what they did was they made the DNA so that it wasn't perfect, you know. So a lot of that, you know, the experimenting didn't work even back then. What's your opinions on that?
Well, I think with all the experiments that were going on in Atlantis, I think that things have, that's why I think God cursed them into different species. Mm-hmm. Which is why I think we have a lot of aliens right now. It's because all the experiments that went on in Atlantis that were corrupted, because there was a lot of corruption going on in Atlantis, not just the human experiments, but also they were messing with the crystals. And I'm sure the gods didn't, they didn't like that, so they cursed Satan out of Atlantis. And that's how he became a fallen angel. And I think it goes even further than that. That's my feeling on it.
Do you feel he was a contaminated?
I feel he was contaminated by his own experiments.
Yeah. So this goes way back, you know, into Atlantis, and he maybe even before then. But you know, that's all interesting, because you know we keep hearing about, you know, the scientists trying to use animals parts, you know, for human bodies. They keep, you know, experimenting with these stem cells. And what's interesting is, I mean, it's almost like in the movie Dr. Moreau, you know, where they were trying to create, you know, half man and half animal.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we don't know what kind of experiments that they're doing or what they're doing with the DNA.
That's true.
Even now.
That's true. We don't.
No. We do have one caller. Should we invite the caller on the air?
Yeah, let's go ahead and invite.
Okay. Let's go ahead with the caller from the 661 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, I'm just listening. I needed to just clear my mind. I can tell that there's something going on in the atmosphere, because today was one of those days.
And how was your day?
Today was, it started out wonderful, and it just ended up crazy.
Wow.
And I'm just glad that I made it home safely, and I'm just trying to release all of the negative energy that has been trying to approach me all day.
Now, would you say that this negative energy is something, you know, that you had stepped into, or some, you know, the location, or the people that you came in contact with? Is this something that you felt that was there, you know, when you started your day?
It definitely started because I had to make a call at work today, and the person was extremely bad. From there, it just spun off. I mean, from, you know, just their energy getting into my atmosphere, and then, you know, I've got these brand new shoes on, and they break on me. I get home, and my water was turned off. So
wow.
It's just like you know, and usually you would get some type of notice or something. I would have even remembered. You know how you're just busy in life and you just forget about something?
Right.
And generally you get a notice. And not too long ago, I had a note at my door that someone left, and it said, distraught and unhappy. It had a face drawn.
Wow.
So it's just energy that's trying to interfere, and I just want to relax my mind. And although, you know, I had the positive thoughts that regardless of what happens, it always comes around good for me, no matter what. Because I've got the money to turn my water back on, so that's not a problem. I can always go get my shoes fixed. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person that called in or that I had to make a call to today, of course, to me, they're just, sometimes people are just unhappy.
Oh,
and they're not necessarily unhappy, but they just want all these extra deals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they try to escalate things.
Yeah.
And, you know, only thing I can say is, and I just kept saying the same verse, you know, vengeance is not mine. I just, you know, I hate to see their karma, because they're probably thinking to themselves, oh, we're going to write in and we're going to say something bad about her. But when that energy comes back to them, it's going it's gonna hit them.
Tenfold.
You know, I don't wish anything bad on them.
You know, and this is interesting that you would mention this, because Adrian, you know, my son, went through some similar things that just happened to him recently. Adrian, do you want to share?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Somehow you're breaking up.
I can hear you clearly.
Adrian, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. You're breaking up.
Anyway, we were talking about, you know, a different negative energies that can affect us.
Uh-huh.
Remember, we were talking about, you know, some of your coworkers, you know, that, you know, are very negative.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how they play an effect, you know, on other coworkers.
Yeah.
And then not only that, but, you know, when things aren't going right, you know, things start breaking down, you know, people, you know, I think we're being tested all the time to see how we're going to react to, you know, different things that go on in our lives.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because this gentleman, one of my coworkers, he saw the look on my face. I had two different people, and they were just like, you need to take just a break away for a minute. And I was like, no, I'm okay. The other gentleman was like, well, let me get away from you, because my day is going good, and I don't want it to rub off on me. So people are very much aware of energy.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I was just like, dang, he was just like trying to get away from me fast.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I just have faith in the universe. And anytime that you plot and you try to do something evil against someone, even though it may affect them in one way, when it comes back to you, it's going to be so, you know, astounding how it comes back on you.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, we have to be careful what we think about and what we say, you know.
That's mm-hmm.
I mean, even though we get tempted to, you know, lash out at these people or even want to, you know, even, you know, hurt them or whatever, we have to, you know, just
you know, palm ourselves and say, no, I'm not going that, you know, not let that, you know, overcome us, you know.
Right, because I think to myself, I would pray for them tonight. Because,
yeah.
You know, me praying for is going to bring some type of conviction to them. I this because, you know, I work in the industry, and that's all I do is help people a day. And these people got a modification, and they still weren't happy. So it's just in my mind that either they're just trying to get over, or they're not grateful.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them are, you know, a lot of them, like Roy says, I work with people like that, and a lot of them are just not grateful for what they do have, and a lot of them just, you know, they just want everyone else miserable.
Yeah.
Right.
They
or
want
they're
to
just
drain
trying
off
to get
your
over
energy.
On people. Or, like I said, they're trying to get over on people. And
mm-hmm.
I have to call them back in 30 days. And when they say, well, how are you? I almost want to just tell them, you know, I'm just not going to let any negative energy affect me today.
Right.
And
I mean, when they
atmosphere.
Say, how are you? And they're affecting everyone around you, it's almost like, you know, it's almost like saying, I'm not doing so well because your energy is draining my energy.
Right.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Even though you're trying to change your perception, that you can't really change the circumstances around you, but you can change your perception and your attitude.
Exactly.
You know, and that's interesting because, see, now that we're in 2012, we're learning to be more, you know, connected, you know, to Source, you know, and allowing, you know, this energy to come to us so we can all be part of the Christ consciousness and, you know, and show unconditional love, you know. And that's, you know, where we all, you know, need to be, you know, and, you know, in order for us to ascend into a new world.
Right. And
but I do
you
agree,
know,
I think it's really hard to be around negative people all the time.
It's funny that you mentioned.
There's by the name of Dr. Wayne Dyer. He says, Why go to their level? Why not bring them up to yours? The main
right.
thing is, by that is, you know, you don't have to go there. You know, raise their vibration, bring them up to your level.
I'm glad
and
you
that's why
said
I say
that.
You can control your own attitude.
Yeah.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. And
yeah.
What I was going to say is when you mentioned 2012, you know
yeah.
how everyone is saying everything's going to be shaken. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the government knows that the Federal Reserve, their time frame is up. And
yeah.
the banks are going to really take a hit. Especially if
yeah.
it's not renewed. I mean, the only way it's going to be renewed, I think, is if a Republican is put in office.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the ones who are making all the money off of all the capitalism in the world. But,
you know, this is all interesting because this has all been part of the plan. You know, and that's
oh, yeah.
all about you know, a long time ago, you know.
Right.
The main thing is, like you say, you know, it's coming close to that time, you know, that we're going to end. And they know it.
Oh,
main
yeah.
thing
right.
is, they don't want a lot of people awakened because a lot of people are still asleep.
And it's happening. People are starting to awaken.
People still live beyond their means.
Oh, yeah.
Still want something for nothing.
Yeah.
And if they lose something, they have no accountability.
Right.
So it's, I'm just waiting for the end of the year just to see what really happens. And it's really strange because my dad's birthday is on 12/12.
No, and my birthday is 12/12. My birthday is on 12/12/12 also.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting.
Like me and Roy were saying, we can't wait until this happens, until the Federal Reserve.
And if it's going to happen, let it happen.
Let it happen. Yeah. Let it come.
Just let it happen. Let it come.
And we'll
all
be happy.
It's the last opportunity for any number to be in sequence, you know, like 11, 11, 11, 10, 10, 10, 9, 9, 9, 8, 8, 8. It's the last opportunity for something like that to happen. And with, like I said, with the Federal Reserve, with their contract being up, and, you know, which means that your money is no longer going to be insured.
No,
it won't.
And I don't know if people honestly know that.
We're all dealing with monopoly money right now.
I mean, if you have cash, I would advise, I mean, just like they were saying, whenever the year 2000 was going to come into effect, everyone panicked. I don't want to cause a panic, but if your money is no longer insured and the banks start collapsing, you better make sure that if you put cash in the bank, that you take it out.
Take it out right away.
Yeah. Because don't allow them. Because what they're going to do is, and they're probably already doing it, and we just don't know about it, but they're probably already ciphering money different ways so that, you know, the stockholders and everybody doesn't, are not.
You know, with interesting, and I was just telling Adrian not too long ago, you know, when a ship's sinking, when all the rats are jumping off the ship.
And they're jumping.
Yeah. Whenever you see the markets change and they can't wait to the last minute because then they'll go to jail. Technically, they won't really go to jail, but they should. But believe me, anybody with common sense might think that, you know, the contract is going to be renewed and your money's going to be insured. I would have money in the bank at that point.
Yeah.
But it's not going to allow people to start withdrawing large amounts of money at one time. You know, because they have, like, the Patriotic Act. So if you would start making sure that your finances are in a good place. And you said we don't even know if it's monopoly money at that point.
Mm-hmm. Now, the main thing is we're being monitored all the time.
Oh, yes, even through our cell phones. I mean, just different things. A lot of times I take the battery out of my phone because I know that you can be... I mean, they're chipping. Why do you think they want you to have your chip? Because if they can't find you, your pet lover, you're going to have the animal with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many things to consider.
We all have to remember this, that we're not working alone. That we do have other higher sources that are working with us.
as long as we believe that, it will, you know, help us through whatever we're experiencing.
Right.
So, a lot of it's going to come right down to faith.
I just can't wait until it happens.
Yeah. Myself, I'm going to stand on a mountain and say, hallelujah, we've been waiting. We've been lifted.
We're just ready for the ship to come in.
Yeah. This is not our world.
And there's no reason why we should be slaves.
No. That's not our purpose of being here.
No, it's not. Because we're made in such a way that our goal is to figure out what our purpose is, and to achieve that, and to know that, I mean, I don't know who, I mean, for all we know, the rapture has already happened. We definitely don't know, because, you know, it's already happening people are eating each other, and just so many bad things.
We're just seeing all the evil things on the media.
But what about the good things? You know, what about the, spiritual things? You know, why aren't they being advertised or put on the media? We always hear of fear, you know, killings, you know, all the negative.
All the fear-based stuff.
You know, all the fear-based stuff.
All the false evidence.
Yeah.
All the crap that they feed little kids on television.
Yeah.
Because things have already happened where parents are turning against kids, kids are turning against parents. All those things are already in place. So, you know, it's only, we've heard it. I don't know how old you are, but I've heard it so many times, you know, Jesus is coming back. And I don't know if you believe in that or not, but he is.
Now,
I think that we are fighting a spiritual war right now.
Yep. Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to be strong enough not to feed into everything that the government has given you. You know, just like I was telling someone else, we could be self-sufficient. I mean, you could have your own garden. You could have your own water well, depending on where you live. And it's for that. But if you have the finances to do certain things, you could be self-sufficient. And, you know, you won't have to depend on everything else.
Yeah. And that's all
I think that's the best thing to do, because I think even the churches have become corrupted.
Right.
Because they're turning into an organization.
Yeah, like vaccinations and all these different things that they try to give you. I never take any of that stuff. And, you know, I'm blessed because I don't get sick. So, you know.
Yeah, we have to be in gratitude for, you know, our health. We have to be in gratitude for clothes on our back, a roof over our head, you know, just having food to eat. You know, some people in other countries are killing just for a little piece of bread, you know.
But you know what? When I think of that, when you say that, if God can feed the animals, because He says that in His Word, you know, why are you worried about all these things? And people make us think that we have to have so many material things, and we don't necessarily have to have them. I mean, if He can feed the birds. I mean, they got enough common sense to go out when the earth is still cool and the worms are still out.
Yeah.
But we don't have enough fence to plant a garden.
Yeah.
So
now the main thing is they've made it so convenient. That's why there's so many fast food places where people can eat and buy a meal, and we don't know half of what we're eating.
That's part of the scheme to get you to lie. There's more cancer.
There's more, you know, unhealthy things now than there's ever been.
Right. And that's part of the scheme to get you self-reliant on thinking that that's how it's supposed to be when our ancestors had gardens. I mean, they had to raise their own animals. And, you know, I thank God that my son went through the programs that he did, because, believe me, he would know how to raise an animal, and, you know, if we had to use it as food or, you know, to go fishing, because we know that we can go catch something, just whatever. The simple, the basic things of life. And I live in California where people do things that, I mean, I know people that have never seen the snow, and in California you could see the snow and you could see the ocean in the same day.
Yeah.
So it's not that things are not available to us, it's that we're not taking advantage of the things that are available to us.
That's
we're not
right.
using that front part of our brain that makes us different from everything else.
Right.
That's true.
A lot of it has to do with our creativity. You know, I've always told Adrian, you know, my son, you know, that what would you do if you were on an island and you were only given certain things to live on? How would you use them? You know, in order to survive.
Most people wouldn't know how to use that creativity.
Well, it kind of reminds me of that movie Hunger Games.
Yeah.
How they were trying to all survive.
Yeah.
And the government didn't want or wanted them to force them to be controlled.
And that's what really happened. You know, eventually, I mean, if you read the Bible, and it's all, I won't say it's a fairy tale, but it's reality, because it has so many things in it that tells you of everything that's going to happen. So, you know, how it tells us that things are going to happen, and you know, there's going to be people that don't know how to respond to things. And they're going to just go under the dictation of whatever the government says. Oh, this is how we have to buy food now. Oh, this is how we have to do this now. Instead of thinking for themselves. Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of people thinking for themselves, you know, and using the survival mode. But because we've raised kids, and like I said, I've lived a humble life. I mean, I've made six figures, but I've lived a very humble life. And it's because I know my upbringing. And I have common sense. And maybe, you know, I read somewhere that a rarity is common sense nowadays.
That's
interesting. People don't have common sense. Because, like you said, everything is so fast-paced and fast food and just everything given to us. And it's like, if you got the money, you can get it. If you don't, you can't get it. And that's not true. Because if you've got a few seeds, if you eat an apple and plant those seeds. It may take a while, but you're going to have an apple tree.
That's right.
So, you know, I don't mean to take over your guys' show, and
yep.
I thank you for the time.
And thank you for sharing with us. You know, that's why we started this show, was to get other people's input, you know, and put all this information out, you know, to the, you know, Blog Talk Radio listeners. And, you know, and that's what, you know, this is where we're all headed more than any. That we have to come, you know, together, you know, and unite and to share, and so that, you know, we can all be part of the bartering system. And that's, it, you know, that's money that, you know, that has become corrupted, and whatever they did with it just didn't work. We all have to go back to the basics again, and that's living off the land and sharing our knowledges and helping one another. You know, with if you don't know how to fish, I'll teach you how to fish. Or I'll take you to somebody that does know how to fish and see how that all works together. If we can, you know, all
there's so much water out there. There's so many things out there that you could grab. I mean, what's so funny to me is so long ago, people didn't know about cooking their food. Everything was raw.
Yeah.
And you know, it takes someone to teach you something.
Yeah.
And hopefully I've said something that sparked something in someone, because I know that I don't have to have the best of best. I mean, I've had the best of best, and it didn't make me happy.
No.
So things and money and age doesn't necessarily make you happy. But when it comes to the end of time and everyone is, you know, scuffling around and just wondering how they're going to live and, you know, are they going to let someone, you know, chip them or make it so that they can't buy or sell without a certain sign, are they going to fall for that? Or are they going to resort to what they actually know?
Yeah. And this will be some interesting times because, you know, a lot of people, you know, out there, one of the main thing is there is a lot of giving people as well as a bunch of take, you know, we call them givers and takers. And, you know, and you see them throughout your whole lifetime, you know, the people who are willing to give and the ones who are willing to take, you know, for their own, you know, needs, you know, whatever that might be. But you know, it's going to be interesting because a lot of, you know, that's where we're all headed, you know, and this is what, how we're going to be able to make a comeback. You know, if you know, people say, well, these are the end of times. Well, no, it is, but it's not. What it's going to do is end the times that we knew. And things are going to change and get better and be more of the light and be more of the giving, because people's minds are going to shift whether they want to or not. I just wanted to share that with you.
No, you're so right about that, because regardless if you just read the OTEC only, if you read the Quran or just whatever you actually believe, everybody has the same common denomination, or denominator, rather. It's, you know what? Things eventually are going to come to pass.
Right.
Bottom. And I'm just, you know, get it out there anymore. I just want everyone that's listening to your show to know to be self-sufficient.
Right. And, you know, and I felt, you know, the same way, you know, we keep, you know, expressing this, you know, telling people, you know, to be prepared, you know. That's how you deal with the things that are unexpected, you know, you deal with, like if it was an earthquake or a hurricane, how would you react, you know, if it was, if it hit your town or your city or knocked your house down? The main thing is, you know, how do you react?
Right.
Yeah.
And that goes back to your core, you know, your core being. Because I've had people that lived through tornadoes, and I know people that lived through hurricanes. I've lived through earthquakes. So, yeah, it's how you react. You are so right on that.
You know, and that's interesting because I always tell Adrian, you're either the quick or the dead. You know, make your choice. In other words, react really quick, like, you know, whatever you know, situation that you're in, whether it's a life-threatening situation or whatever, it's a lot of, you know, what are you going to do?
Right.
Most people get killed in accidents and drownings and that because they panic. That's what kills them more than anything.
The fear.
They're not aware of their surroundings.
Yeah.
I know that because I've lived through several life-threatening events. I've ran under diesels. I've had head-on collisions. I've two cars. Just things that most people would have, and I've never had surgery. I never even went to the doctor on any of those things.
Right.
So I know exactly what you're saying.
But again, we do not work alone. I mean, they could have been our guardian angels. It could have been our, you know, it could have been a number of things, you know, that was helping us so that we...
I mean, I had a car coming straight at me, and I had to jump out of the way.
Yeah.
And you're here for a reason.
I mean, I almost had a boat on a trailer run me over. But I had to run as fast as I could in order to beat the, you know, trailer, so it wouldn't run over the top of me. And Adrian was a witness to that.
And I tell you, I've listened to your program before, and you guys are definitely for a reason, and for this season, you know, to make people aware, and I appreciate that.
You are so welcome, you know, and listening to, you know, callers like you, that just makes us feel like it's all worth it. You know, whatever we're doing is worth what we decided, you know, by starting this Blog Talk Radio show. And so we want to thank you, you know, for sharing that with us.
You're welcome. And the only thing we ask is,
you know, share with us, you know, whatever you might be experiencing, and let other people know, you know, about our radio show, and so that we can all, you know, be part of this, you know. Because we're going to all go through this. There's not going to be one person that's going to go through this alone. We're going to all go through this. So, you know, why not? You know, there's more power in numbers than being all by yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys, and I thank you for letting me speak tonight.
You are so welcome, and we want to thank you for calling and for joining our show tonight, and we'll be looking forward to hearing you again, you know, when you decide to call back in. So we're going to go ahead and end our show now, and we're already off the air. We're just sort of at the end of our recording time, so the main thing is... Again, we want to thank you. Adrian, is there anything else you want to share with her real quickly?
I just wanted to mention that it was an honor to meet you, and I just want to say that for the audience and everything, I think it really gave a lot of people some hope.
Thank you.